Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City, it's Nick Bolton.
Can I get a big old M-I-Z?
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Over the course of today's show, we are going to be joined by every on-air personality at 610 just to get their feelings on what the Chiefs should do as they head into the NFL draft. Let's start with Bob Fesco from Fesco in the Morning. Bob, how you doing today, my man?
Good. It's a beautiful sunny day outside, so I'm enjoying myself. How are you?
Doing great, man. Let's just start with this. I think the Chiefs have two major needs heading into the draft. It's either offensive line or wide receiver. Which direction would you like to see them go in round one?
Oh, I really want that left tackle position solidified, but I don't know if that guy's going to be there if they're picking at number 32. So if I had it my way, I'd love to have Joe Wolf on this team, put him in there at left tackle and let that position be solidified for the next 10 years. Because I don't know about you, Carrington, I'm just kind of tired of the same thing every year of trying to find out who that left tackle is going to be. And they really haven't had that solidified since they, moved on from Eric Fisher after that second Super Bowl. So I think for me, I mean, all things being equal, I'd love for them to get an offensive lineman, get an offensive tackle, and solidify that thing.
That's where I am as well, and I think a major reason, at least for me, because I've been very steadfast on wide receiver the last couple of years, is if this draft class is as at deep at the position as everybody says it is, then there's going to be an all-pro in the second round. There's going to be a Pro Bowl caliber player in the third or fourth round. You just got to find them, and Rob and I were having this conversation yesterday that people sign up for this theory when we are talking about running back. People need to start signing up for this theory at wide receiver too, because you get a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is a fourth round pick, who now just signed the largest contract in NFL history today.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. And Brett Veach has been really good about finding guys, in the draft. I mean, we talk about a seventh round running back being there, for this organization. Rashi Rice is a second round draft pick. So I think there are a lot of guys out there. And I just don't think this organization is really concerned about spending high capital on a wide receiver, whether it be money or a draft pick. When you have Patrick Mahomes and you've got the cheat code, he can make guys better. And it's hard to argue, Carrington, with what they've done over the last couple of years. They've won two straight Super Bowls since trading Tyreek Hill. And I think, and what Josh and I have been talking about in the morning, is that I think our fan base want for a wide receiver is greater than what the Chiefs believe their need for a wide receiver is. And I think they're going to give, guys like Kadarius Toney one more opportunity here to see what they can do. I'm sure they'll worry about getting, Rashi Rice back sometime, hopefully in October, and kind of go from there. You still have Travis Kelce on this team, and they've made a living about drafting, wide receivers in the second round. So I could definitely see that happening, unless you're willing to trade up, and which I would. I'd give up the next three first round picks to trade up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers. I would have no problem doing that, because you're picking 32 anyway. So you might as well, move up to the draft and try to get a big name wide receiver. If they're not going to do that, then I think you got to go maybe offensive line with that 32nd pick. But again, if that guy's not there and it gets close to 32 and you don't like what you see, trade out, get some more picks for later in the draft.
Bob, is there a wide receiver that you do like? Like, there is there a guy that at the end of the draft, whether it's a Xavier Worthy, whether it's an A.D. Mitchell, a Ladd McConkey, is there a player that you do like at the back half of the draft?
Well, I feel like guys that I like are at the top half of the draft. I've loved Marvin Harrison for the better part of, you know, a year and a half now and wanted him to come to Kansas City in every way possible. I love watching, Malik Nabers play as well. He's so much fun. And Rome Odunze is really good, too. But I feel like Ladd McConkey has Kansas City written all over him. I don't know. I just feel like that's the guy that's going to come in here. And if it's the late round or late in the first round and you're sitting there at number 32 and nobody wants to trade and you're not sure what to do, and Ladd McConkey sitting there, I feel like Ladd McConkey may be the guy they go with.
I just, everything I've learned about Ladd McConkey over the course of the last 2 weeks and how people describe him, aside from just watching him at Georgia, it just sounds like everything that the Chiefs didn't have last year at wide receiver. Like, I like Xavier Worthy as a prospect, but they've had the fast prospect that they've tried to turn into a true traditional route runner. I actually like A.D. Mitchell. Not 100% sure if he's going to be there at 32, but I'd be really happy if they selected him. I'm looking at Ladd McConkey and what they had last year. They didn't have reliable in the wide receiver room, and he sounds really reliable.
Well, he does, and that's something that you do need. I mean, obviously Travis Kelce was your reliable guy, and maybe Justin Watson, you know, could be a little bit reliable, but MVS wasn't reliable. Kadarius Toney wasn't reliable. Rashee Rice, once he started to figure things out, we got towards the end of the season, I think he was probably as reliable as you could get, but you'd like to have that guy like, you know, Sammy Watkins. When they originally brought him in was because they didn't know what to expect out of Patrick Mahomes. And he came in as that veteran, reliable wide receiver. And I know Sammy probably leaves here and people go, God, that guy was a bust. But like, it's 3rd and 8. That guy was always open and got you the first down. You could rely on him of being there. And if Patrick Mahomes can get that type of player that you know that you can scan the field like 4 times, but that guy's always going to be open. Yeah, I'd love to have a reliable guy like that.
Right now, we're talking to Bob Fesco of Fesco in the Morning here for a couple of more minutes. Bob, outside of wide receiver and left tackle, is there another position that you're interested in? Maybe not as a round one option, but is there another position that you're thinking, man, I really would like to come away with a productive player at this position in the draft?
You know, maybe defensive back, but they've got a lot of guys on their roster that they've recently drafted. But I also think interior offensive line. You know, you got some guys coming up on contract, you know, at the 2 guard positions and definitely the center position. So I'd like to see what they're going to do there. If they go like center in the 2nd or 3rd round, that probably means Creed Humphrey is either moving to guard next season or maybe his days are done. And the Chiefs have really moved on from their center since Andy Reid has got here. I mean, you had Rodney Hudson, they moved on from him. You had Mitch Morris, they moved on from him. That's kind of been the pattern. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go interior offensive line, and I would like them to go, you know, offensive line. I'm a lineman guy. I draft some more interior defensive tackles as well because I think those are the guys that help you win football games. And if you don't have those lines secured, the rest of the team is basically useless. So when in doubt, draft a big dude and stick him in the middle of the offensive line or defensive line.
Fesco, you're very plugged into the organization. Are you hearing anything about Donovan Smith? Is it a scenario kind of like what happened last year? The draft plays itself out, and maybe a week, 10 days after the draft, they bring him back?
You know, that we were talking about that the other day, you know, on the air to see what happens, not necessarily with Donovan Smith. I forget the name of who we were talking about. It was like David Bakhtiari or something like that. Like that. So somebody texted and goes, that's got Chiefs written all over him. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they did something like that. I mean, you know, free agency in the NFL seemingly is like 1 or 2 days, but it's not. I mean, there's still guys out there that they can go get, but I know how the Chiefs operate. They would rather go out and get a rookie and let a rookie kind of come in and earn a spot on the roster and pay that rookie salary as opposed to paying one of those middle, you know, tier veterans, those guys that are in year 6, 7, 8 that are going to require the veteran minimum. That's going to be a lot more than they can pay a rookie who's drafted in the 4th or 5th round or even an undrafted rookie free agent. So I think they explore all of those options before they look and see what veteran free agents are out there on the market.
That is our guy, Bob Fesco, joining us on the show today. Just wanted to get his thoughts on what he thinks the Chiefs should do in round one of the NFL draft. He thinks the Chiefs should go left tackle and secure the offensive line in the first round. Bob, I appreciate you, man. I'll see you tomorrow at the Landing in Liberty.
Yeah, we'll be at the Landing. Get the soft pretzel and the Reuben quesadilla. I promise you won't be sorry.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.